What's up, guys? It's St. Vincent. And from Progressive Insurance, this is Shower Sessions. Each episode, we'll go behind the curtain to meet new artists, hear their stories, and perform from the stage where pretty much every singer got their start, the shower.
But now, to the right, roll the right, like I'm shaking a boots, girl.
Cause if that's the case, baby, why lead me on?
Lucifer sings a soprano, fallen angel listening to Zeppelin.
I got me someone else instead of
This is Shower Sessions. Welcome to my shower. Today in my shower, I'm joined by Donna Missel, a singer, songwriter, and powerhouse straight out of Jersey.
Donna Missel, thank you so much for coming to Shower Sessions.
Thank you for having me.
I'm very glad you're here. Before we get into the chat part of it, what are you going to play?
We'll play Thrills.
I blow my mind, I get so conservatized. Come on strong, hate this. Feed your adrenaline, spit it up, amphetamine. Disappoint me, go again, handle it, handle it, handle it. Roll up, hold up, wave goodbye, meet on the other side. You remember I warn you, it's addictive, just stamina.
Okay, so that was Donna Missel playing Thrills.
Yes.
And can you tell us who else was here with you?
Of course, that was my little brother, Steven, on the guitar.
Young well brother. Done. Well done, young Steven.
The song, ironically, was first, the concept was conceived in the shower.
Kismet.
I was sent an instrumental from some collaborators that I really love to make music with. They're out in Nashville. I felt this sense of empowerment from within, you know, just sort of like washing my body in this vulnerable space where normally I might be having some self-hate. And I was having sort of the opposite feeling, and I think the music was sort of giving me that inspiration. And the idea behind the song is an anthem of self-empowerment and accepting all of the things that may typically wish that you could change or alter about yourself, and rather celebrating those things.
Have you ever heard a song that made you change your mind about a certain...
I would say, know that something. Song, What's Up by Four Non Blondes.
Oh, yeah.
You know that one?
Yeah.
I mean, the empowerment for in sure. That message, that idea of looking around you and going like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. I think we feel that now more than maybe we ever have as a society. So I think songs like that can sort of take a snapshot of a moment and make it feel so intrinsic to anyone who hears it. Like, that's an amazing thing that songs can do. Mm-hmm. That was just the first one that came to mind, sure. But there are hundreds.
I remember feeling very amped to go to soccer practice.
Listening to that in the
car. Yeah, absolutely.
On the way.
Yeah.
We all need those.
So you grew up in a musical family.
I did, yes. Probably more so than the average family. The more that I talk about it, the more I realize how strange it really was and how much of an impact it had on where I am right now. I think really where it started was my father in the 80s was a session drummer and a producer and a musician and a writer and played in bands. And he had a studio in Manhattan that he ran. Mm-hmm. And that's where he met my mom, because she went up to the wrong floor of a building one day and happened upon his studio, and they started having kids, and that's where I was born.
I like it went from...
Right there, immediately.
Yeah, it went from meet cute to like six of you.
You know
yeah.
how it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
And they moved us to the suburbs of New Jersey, where I eventually grew up. Mm-hmm. But my dad had kept his recording equipment. Like, he had this amazing 16-track tape machine.
Oh my God.
That he still has, and he still works. And
did you learn how to use that and like cut tape and stuff?
I can't cut tape.
That's a whole, that's
I would
varsity
love to
level.
Cut tape. I think that I have aspirations of being able to do everything that he's ever been able to do, because he's been my hero throughout my life.
That's incredible to meet someone who likes their dad.
I love my dad. Yeah, he's very special.
He's
to
tattooed
me.
On your...
He's the one, man.
Yeah.
He's the guy. But he introduced me to the studio environment very, very young. I was 4 when we were making records for my grandparents for Christmas.
That would be your gift to your grandparents? Like
a Christmas CD of all of us singing Christmas songs.
That is so cute. In the wrong hands, that sounds like a hellscape nightmare.
Honestly, I'm so afraid of when they get leaked. But
the fact that you guys can all really sing and are actually talented sounds so charming.
It was pretty cute.
Is there a room that you associate in your childhood home with music making?
Sort of every room. I mean, mainly the basement, because that's where the studio was. But I mean, always the acoustics are in the bathroom. I would lock myself in the bathroom for hours and just sing songs to myself. And that's where I first started really writing music, was just in different parts of my home. Water is my thing.
Mm.
I'm actually into like bougie water these days.
Rich people water. Essentia.
Yes. Any kind of rich people water. $4 or $5 bottled water. I want it.
Yeah.
It's my vice. So instead of spending money at a bar on, you know, like a white wine spritzer, mm-hmm. I'm in there like, let me get this Mountain Valley, like extra large.
Yeah.
Delicious. I'm very hydrated, which is great and awful for your lifestyle. I have to like nervous pee before I sing all the time. You know, you're like, you drink so much water.
Do you need to pee right now?
Yes.
Okay.
But we're in a bathroom, so it shouldn't be difficult. I get very close to peeing myself on stage.
Have you ever peed yourself on stage?
Absolutely.
You have?
Yes.
Yeah.
I pee myself on stage all the time.
So you walk off stage and you just have like a soggy bottom.
Mm, yeah. Sometimes. I just recently started wearing like pleather pants.
Yeah.
For the sake of being able to pee myself whenever necessary.
So great. My story is a little different, but because I've never peed myself on stage. I had this whole like tour where I was wearing lots of latex, and latex doesn't breathe at all. And I would be completely soaked, like soaked socks, boots,
I can imagine. Boots
soaked, everything completely soaked after the show. And you know what I would do?
Mm.
I would shower. Oddly, I got very addicted to the sweating aspect of the show. I was like, it's some
cardio and your
extra endorphin.
Getting those toxins out, probably 100%. Feeling like a brand new person every show.
A brand new freak after every show.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. What an experience. Mm-hmm. I'll have to try that.
Do you have any advice that you would give to young musicians?
I would say best advice I was given was to be patient and equally persistent, because if you really want it, it's gonna take a while.
Mine would be bring your shower shoes.
Sure, equally as good. If no one told me that for this tour, I would have been in trouble. The showers I have seen.
Like, PTSD style.
Never use the shower soap.
BYOS.
To bring your own soap.
Yeah.
That is brilliant advice.
Yeah. Donna Missile, what is next for you?
Well, I'm going to make another record, and then I'm going to make another one. And then I'm gonna make another one, another one, maybe write a book, maybe write a play.
Love it.
Maybe in my 50s, I'll open a studio. I just want to explore all different facets of my creativity until I f***ing die.
Amen. So before we go, can you perform another song for us in the shower?
Absolutely, I would love to.
What are you gonna play?
This is my song that I named my album after. It's called This Time.
Cover my face and take me places.
Donna Missel, thank you so much for stopping by Shower Sessions.
Of course, anytime.
Well, that's it for this episode of Shower Sessions from Progressive. If you want to see these video performances and other behind-the-scenes stuff, check out showersessionspodcast.com. I'm St. Vincent. Thanks so much for listening. See you in my bathroom. What?